Well, as you heard from Christian Fraser there, there has been an attack by Islamist militants on a Chinese company based across the Nigerian border in Cameroon. Our Africa editor Mary Harper gave me more details about the incident.
At least 10 Chinese workers are missing, one dead, another injured, following an attack on Friday night by people described by the Chinese as unidentified assailants. But given that this attack happened just a few kilometres from the border with northeastern Nigeria, where the Islamist group Boko Haram has a free rein to act and a free rein to cross these very porous borders, suspicion is being very firmly planted on them.
Well, Boko Haram are keeping up the pressure, and there was another attack in Nigeria last night.
Exactly. Around the same time as these Chinese were being attacked and abducted in Cameroon, there was an attack on a village in northeastern Nigeria, not that far away. And witnesses, their relatives, say that at least 11 people were killed in this nighttime violence that is increasingly regular. It happens almost several times a week.
I know these things are hard to quantify, but do we have any idea of how much support inside Nigeria that Boko Haram actually has?
In the northeast, which is a tremendously politically and economically marginalised part of Nigeria, there's very little, especially for young men, to do. Unemployment is very high, so they're easily attracted to Islamist extremism, which offers them some kind of meaning in their otherwise quite hopeless lives. So at least amongst the very underprivileged, it does have massive support. But with the increasing violence, it is losing more and more of that support.